brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 28th day of November 2007. We were going to have Naomi Wolf on yesterday to talk about the 10 steps to fascism, the 10 easy steps, but we had to reschedule that, so she's joining us coming up in an hour and a half. In 30 minutes, the communications director for the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, Jesse Benton, is going to join us to talk about all the new developments and things that have happened in the media, and of course the upcoming primaries for a quick update from him. And then John Taylor Gatto, who is a historian and really an expert, because I've researched it in great depth myself, so when I've heard him speak on the radio and read some of his writings, let me tell you, it's very accurate. Getting in, and he knows a lot of stuff I didn't know even, but I went and looked into, concerning really the secret history of American education and how they took us from the most intelligent, most informed, most wealthy on average, most successful people on earth, and turned us into the lowest test scores, lowest IQ, some of the dumbest people on the planet, on average. That's not saying all of us individually are as Americans, but it shows how this process was carried out with great, great skill. Now, we are also going to get into several pieces that I want to comment on and to break down from MSNBC and the individuals over there and the way they're implying that Bush is just an idiot and a moron, which was, at a certain level he's not very articulate compared to a John F. Kennedy or somebody like that or a Bill Clinton. But you think he's attacking Bush, and at a certain level they are, but it's partisan. And as much as I like some of the people that are out there doing that, like John Stewart, or, of course, Countdown with Keith Olbermann, at the end of the day, all of that's going to stop when Hillary gets into office. And so we need to discuss the next level of all this and where this is going. Also, speaking of Ron Paul, I saw quite a few articles. I read them for about an hour last night on Ron Paul, even a Washington Post detailed story explaining why Ron Paul's so popular and why all the trends show that libertarian ideas, true paleoconservative ideas, are going to get more and more popular, and how the Republican Party went into Congress in 94 claiming they were going to be the party of small government and freedom, and they've become the exact opposite, just like their cohorts, their partners in crime, the Democrats. Now, we've all said this ourselves, but when the Washington Post and the L.A. Times and a bunch of other newspapers were saying basically the exact same thing, get used to it, the establishment has totally blown their credibility, major societal upheaval and political revolution is in the air. There is now a public admission. I mean, I don't know, 8-9 articles, and I wasn't reading all of them last night. It was just every other article I looked at from big publications were basically saying the same thing. And that's why the establishment is really getting freaked out and upset right now, and that's why the establishment is moving to try to build straw men, to try to discredit us. That's why they're putting out more and more hit pieces. That's why they're spinning what we say and what we do. And bottom line, we need to get ready for this because we have the momentum, we have the common sense, we have the people on our side, and more every day as the population wakes up. But it's still going to be a very, very dangerous road we go down. But it's safer to be awake and aware and fighting back instead of just laying supine prostrate on our backs going along with this. Ton of news straight ahead. Again, three big guests today on this live Wednesday edition. I'm Alex Jones.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go because my quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Before I get into all the Ron Paul and police state and war news and economy news, I want to play this clip of Keith Huberman's countdown where he basically implies that Bush is a buffoon and an idiot. No, he's a very, very wicked, cunning individual, kind of like a rattlesnake is. He is a bumbling fool from so much drug abuse and alcoholism and the rest of it. That much is clear, but overall, it just makes it all a joke. And while it's fun to laugh at the things that Bush does, and I've done it myself, so I'm not even really attacking Huberman here, the fact that they continue to make it just a joke really waters down just how serious it is. And the second clip is a better report from Huberman, and I'm just trying to not even critique Huberman. I'm trying to illustrate the fact that we all think people like Huberman and Colbert and others are our little buddies, but I've seen them be very one-sided and friendly towards the Democrats. I mean, Naomi Wolf's supposedly going to be on with us in the next hour. She worked for the Clintons, and she's writing this thing about how we're going into a fascist dictatorship. It's true, but the Clintons are involved. So we have to realize it's both parties, and I know you as the listeners know that, but the general public still isn't fully aware of that. So here is Keith Huberman.
Good evening. This is Tuesday, November 27th, 343 days until the 2008 presidential election. Mispronunciations and faux pas are not the exclusive province of the dummy. Two-time presidential candidate, intellectual, UN ambassador Adlai Stevenson once told the world body that under Fidel Castro, human rights in Cuba, quote, have been circumcised. He meant circumscribed. But in our fifth story on the countdown, everybody screws up words. This, however, is getting ridiculous. During his cameo at the Israeli-Palestinian conference in Maryland today, the president had less luck with the names of the participants than Czech President Václav Havel did with Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa in 1998. With no new American proposals or promises to actually help facilitate the peace process, the rhetoric of progress ringing hollow at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis this morning. And so did the pronunciation ring hollow. The president, flanked by leaders from Israel and the Palestinian territories, tried to convey an air of import and gravitas, even putting on glasses before he embarrassed everybody.
The representatives of the government of the State of Israel and the Palestinian Liberation Organization, represented respectively by Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and President Mahmoud Abbas in his capacity as chairman of the PLO Executive Committee.
Elmo was not there. That would be Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and President Mahmoud Abbas he's talking about. Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa. But why remember names when the only reason for being there was to secure a photo opportunity for posterity? Though, incredibly, Mr. Bush even needed help to do that properly.
Congratulations for your strong leadership. Appreciate it.
Thus, with the help of a man whose name he can't pronounce and whose company he quit after a mere 3 hours, President Bush got his photo op. We're joined now by our own Richard Wolff, senior White House correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Richard, good evening.
Good to be with you, Keith.
Well, in any event, the president could only spend 120 minutes in Annapolis, if that much. This afternoon, he made time to grant an interview to the Associated Press. He said he's been, quote, very engaged up to the moment in the peace process and that he's concerned that it won't work. So why has he avoided going to the countries, and why did he leave after 3 hours today?
Well, there are a couple of ways to look at this. First of all, any peace process at all after 7 years of nothing under this administration is to be welcomed, and it is a significant step forward. But look, if this president can achieve this much doing relatively little, then imagine what he could achieve actually engaging with this. So as this moves forward, remember this is the beginning of this, not the end, there is scope for him to actually become much more fully engaged than he has. The White House says he's been making phone calls, he's been doing stuff, but we all know from his language, from his schedule, that's not the case. He could do a lot more, and he could achieve a lot more.
But when the AP pressed him on what he thinks is very engaged, according to his own terms today about the Mideast peace mission, Mr. Bush replied, "I work the phones, I listen, I encourage, I have meetings, I do a lot of things." He ran out of specifics after meetings. Why didn't he just go back to that line from the debates 3 years ago that it's all, you know, hard work?
Hard work, right. Look, every model that has happened before with American presidents getting involved in the Middle East, whether it's Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton, has been about personal engagement. I have no doubt that Secretary Rice will fully immerse herself in this, but it does require leadership. The way the president has looked at this, the way he expressed it today, was as a bilateral negotiation between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Well, yeah, the two countries have to work things out, but it's been bilateral for 7 years, and bilateral has meant war. So really, it does require, in the words of one very close American ally, it requires babysitting. There is only one babysitter that can happen here, and that's the United States of America.
And it goes on and on. The bigger issue here is the establishment engages in a tactic I call putting things into a process. And where you have untenable events and both sides killing each other and the Palestinians living in absolute degradation, the Israeli population living in fear under military censors and control, this just endlessly stretches it out, and it's meant to go on, and it's not meant to have any real peace process, but they constantly make the public think that. Just like with Iraq, they keep saying, oh, well, we'll be able to tell you when we can pull out next year. But if you actually read the Pentagon war plans, they intend to be there for at least 30 years and to build what, six giant permanent bases, 30 smaller bases, one of them the biggest U.S. embassy in the world that'll hold 3,000 people, a giant command base. And now they're saying, oh, 50,000 troops are basically going to stay there forever because the Iraqi government has just now asked us to stay and has just now asked us to build bases. They've been building bases since day one. And then now they act like the puppet government has made this decision and told us to stay, and so it doesn't matter what the American people want. And speaking of that, do you have that Fox News clip? No, there's another Fox News clip I sent you. I forgot to ask if you had it, where Fox News is talking about how we're not going to end the war, how we're going to keep troops there. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that one. It's another example of how they put it into a process and then keep stretching it out to another year, another year, another year, another year. That's how they run these occupations. Here it is.
President Bush and Iraqi leader Nouri al-Maliki have signed a deal setting a foundation for the long-term relationship between the U.S. and Iraq. The pact will be negotiated next year and is supposed to be finalized by July. Senior Iraqi officials say Iraq will offer America military bases outside major Iraqi cities in return for security guarantees against both foreign threats and internal attacks. The plan calls for a long-term U.S. force of about 50,000 troops, down from the current figure of more than 160,000.
So there's the announcement on Fox News. Now, we told you a year before the war that was the plan, not because we are riding around in gypsy caravans and have crystal balls, but because the Pentagon and the Israeli war planners had said as early as 1983, this was the plan: break Iraq in 3 to 4 parts, sow sectarian violence, spread rebellion and discord and destabilization into the rest of the region, all part of a Balkanization strategy. All part of a divide and conquer strategy. And that's exactly what they've done. Now, compare that to this Keith Olbermann report that is very illuminating and does point out the hypocritical nature of Fox News and others concerning 9/11 and those of us that even dare talk about prior knowledge or letting it happen or Bush knew. Here it is.
First persons in the world to bronze bathtub head himself, John Gibson, host of Fox News, is the big, co-host. Well, how's that working out for you? After the Scott McCullen Freudian slip, Gibby reiterates, wherever out of battle flames, you get a medal. If it was Carl Rove, I'd pin it on him myself. Bathtub Head's explanation? He knows the inside story, that she was part of a, quote, anti-Bush cabal inside the CIA, something that should be rooted out. John, you do realize that you're such a non-insider. You've just exhausted your knowledge on the subject by successfully spelling CIA. Our runner-up, Rudolph Giuliani, buying those rationalizations by the carload lot, trying now to take back his 1972 presidential vote for George McGovern by telling the Weekly Standard, quote, I had traditionally been a Democrat. It was almost like a reflex mode. I actually remember saying to myself, if I was a person really deciding who should be president right now, I'd probably vote for Nixon, because I think the country would be safer with Nixon. My concern was the Soviets, foreign policy, strong military. So you were for Nixon before you were against him? My Rudy, 344 days to the election, you've already run out of BS? But our winner is the New York Post, mocking the Ohio University poll showing that 62% of Americans agree that it is either very likely or somewhat likely that the government failed to heed warnings about 9/11. You know, like the Intel Roundup titled Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S., or the flight school warning from Phoenix, or the tenant briefing. So this is what the clowns at the New York Post put up as their headline about this. Blame U.S. for 9/11 idiots in majority. But how big a majority? And who are those blame U.S. for 9/11 idiots? Same newspaper, New York Post, April 12, 2002. Front page. Bush knew! Prez was warned of possible hijackings before terror attacks. See, anybody can throw somebody under a bus, even a president under a bus, but it takes particularly elastic morality to pretend you have pulled him out from under the bus and then to start yelling at others as if they did it. The New York Post, your best defense against dog droppings. Today's worst persons in the world.
But still, it's a joke. See, they present it as a joke. When Fox News talks about how they've got cameras on police cars scanning all your plates, or cameras in school bathrooms, or door-to-door gun searches. They'll say it's bad, but they'll laugh about it. We'll be right back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word,
Radish.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Let me shift gears now to another subject. This is from the Associated Press, Athens, Greece, Big Brother. Head of Greek privacy watchdog resigns over police use of cameras to monitor protest. The head of Greece's privacy watchdog, their government watchdog group, resigned Monday over the government's use of traffic cameras. So they first put them in for traffic, then it's for spying, to monitor demonstrations, raising the stakes in a heated dispute over civil liberties. Now, even in communist China, the government has gotten in trouble because it's so much seen as Big Brother. Even in China, where they arrest you for your speech, that the general public, though, see, they can arrest you over there by claiming you violated the government's code, and they go after you. But then they also say, but if you aren't under suspicion, you shouldn't be watched. They have more of a Fourth Amendment over there than we have here now. And there were articles months ago about that in China, where they've been forced to take down cameras in parks and other areas. Because, lo and behold, the Chinese population protested and sued and went into the government offices. And members of the Communist Party said, of all people, you can't do that. Now, in Greece, they are talking about taking them out. Dimitrios Gourgakis, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, said police directly breached his powerful data protection authority's regulations by using closed-circuit cameras for surveillance at a central Athens protest Saturday despite a ban. Now, let's stop right there. Under federal and state laws, the police aren't allowed to run your plates unless they have probable cause. They think that you might be driving drunk, and it's pretty easy level. I mean, there's not much there, but still, they're supposed to have some probable cause to run your plates. Under the NICS system, we were reading this article out of Popular Mechanics, of all places, pushing how great this is yesterday, and Mike here at the office said, you know, isn't there a law against that? We pulled it up, and there indeed is. And so I'm illustrating here how they have face scanning cameras, millions of cameras all over the country, small towns have federally installed cameras. They told the general public 10 years ago, oh, these are just for traffic. But, yeah, dual use, they're for spying on the public. Now they admit they are. Cameras in school bathrooms, cameras in the schools. I mean, no one can deny this is Big Brother. The cameras hooked into the police departments. No privacy, no due process, no nothing, guilty until proven innocent. And now I have an article here out of the Palm Beach Post that is talking about how they have the cameras that shout orders at you at the beach. If you start kissing or holding hands, it's a, quote, anti-sex cameras, but also, quote, to fight crime. So now they shout orders at you. They want you to know the cameras are there and to have this oppressive control. But here it is out of Popular Mechanics. Now, I've been telling you about this for about 8-9 years, because I would see the federal grants and state grants for this, and it was never in the news then. The last 4 or 5 years, it has been in the news that Houston, Austin, San Diego, L.A., New York, a bunch of cities have gotten it, and it is police cars with cameras on both sides that can read hundreds of plates a second, and they're running everybody's plates, and they got cameras on the poles doing it. And so this is Big Brother, and we got Jesse Benton from the Ron Paul campaign coming up, but after we have him on, I'm going to get back into all this and look at how in China they see what it is, in Greece they see what it is, but in England and the U.S. and other places where we've always had liberty, we don't know tyranny when we see it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sit down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I said, shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I say down with Big Brother, no more slavery. A chip in your forehead, a chip in your arm, always tweaking your brain and causing you harm. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother in the good old USA. Chip in me. Everybody, I said down with Big Brother. 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 It's all about liberty.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got Naomi Wolf coming up next hour. If the time zone bug doesn't continue to get our guest, as well as Jesse Benton and John Taylor Gatto with the secret history of education, all coming up in the second and third hour. Right now, let me just go ahead and get back into this report. Top five next generation cop car gadgets. And it says number three. This is Popular Mechanics, good old Hearst Publishing, telling us how great it is. Now, notice that this is in the news a decade after it started being tested, 5 years after it's been put in a whole string of states that I knew about. In fact, it says, New Jersey? It says Texas. I know it's in California. And I've seen it on Austin cars. I've seen it on, it's got actually four cameras. It's black pods around the sirens on each end. And it says here that it reads all of your license plates and runs them. In about 20 milliseconds, the officer gets results in near real time. So we're going to be getting into that a little bit later, and then illustrate just how serious these Big Brother tools are. You're being searched. You're being scanned. And it's also been incorporated into the cameras that are on the light poles and everywhere, because if those are digital cameras, they're able to run them in to the, quote, threat matrix centers, county emergency management centers that have FEMA and the feds within them, hooked in to the Pentagon, hooked in to the Department of Transportation. I'll never forget one morning my dad called me about 5 years ago and said, turn to C-SPAN about 7 a.m. And I turned it on, and they had the federal head of the Department of Transportation on bragging, and they were flipping around to different cameras around the country showing how the feds had put these systems in. And I saw other cities. My dad said that before I flipped over there, they were showing Austin roads and then flipping to downtown Austin and showing people walking around and bragging about the federal control. But you don't have to believe me about that C-SPAN program. You can just go Google it and pull the news articles up. So this is the control, and this is the control that Congressman Ron Paul will attempt to reverse. as president. And I don't know what to say. It's just the meteoric rise continues. So we got Jesse Benton on, the head communications director, director of communications, RonPaul2008.com. Jesse's on the road. We're very thankful for your time, Jesse.
Oh, thanks, Al. It's great to be with you.
Where are you right now?
I am in sunny Clearwater, Florida, here for the CNN YouTube-based debate that's happening tonight.
Tell us, in the run-up to what some of the issues the Congressman's planning to focus on are.
Well, tonight, you know, Rob's just going to talk about freedom like he normally does, and I think tonight's debate is going to have a, you know, an interesting little twist. I don't know if any, how many of your listeners checked out the Democratic YouTube debate, but it's all going to be questions that are submitted by regular people out there in America through YouTube videos, and I think it just really gives Ron a great opportunity to be able to address the concerns of real Americans that have taken the time to make these videos and submit these questions. So, I mean, that's just great, and, you know, any time that Ron can get closer to the American people, he just really shines, and people just realize he's the one that's really defending the best interests of the American people.
Well, he certainly is. Jesse, we're very thankful for your hard work as well. How are you holding up to the schedule?
Believe me, it's just being around Dr. Paul is all the motivation anybody needs. It's such an honor and a privilege, and I'm nobody special. I'm just lucky enough to have the greatest job in the world and working for the best politician in my generation.
Jesse, I know that you probably had to step away somewhere. Are you in a – where are you right now?
We are at a funder in a restaurant down in Clearwater, Florida, just having a private little fundraiser. Just more people getting together. You know, we have people on the internet getting together to give money. We have people that want to step up and talk to Dr. Paul and are willing to part with their hard-earned Federal Reserve notes to have lunch with Dr. Paul. So I've just stepped away.
Jesse, we're not going to keep you too long. Is there a way you can step into another office because the echo is so bad you're almost unintelligible?
The echo is so bad I'm unintelligible. Is this any better?
That is a lot better.
Is it? Oh, great. Okay. I apologize that it was bad before.
Yeah, problem solved. I don't know what you did, brother, but it did it. Okay. Let's talk strategy. Let's talk what you need the troops listening right now to do.
Well, I think everybody realized just how important November the 5th was. It was amazing to see what the grassroots was able to do, and you had a big role in that, Alex, and it was amazing what you were able to do and all the grassroots supporters out there were able to do. And the publicity that we got from having this unprecedented fundraising day November 5th was amazing. The money that we're able to pull in, over $4 million in one day, record-setting day, was incredible. And I guess it looks like people are organizing another amazing event for November 16th. The campaign has been trying to put out a little bit of a message that, hey, these one-day money surges are great, but also our grassroots out there, don't forget that we need a consistent revenue stream, too, coming into the campaign.
Well, that's why Trevor Lyman came up with the idea for a surge on the last day of November, this Friday, to try to go to that 12 million mark. That'll get massive press that a month early Ron Paul would break his $12 million record, and regardless, that'll get more money in, so we need to, I'll give him my maximum, but I'm going to try to convince others to give this Friday, and then of course continually up until the 15th and 16th.
Yeah, you're right. We've heard about this other money surge that people are trying to put together for the 30th, and we're real excited to see what comes together on the 30th. If we could hit that $12 million mark on the 30th, first of all, it smooths out our revenue stream for us a little bit. It's going to allow us to start pumping more earned media into the states that are coming up on February 5th, and it's also going to give us another great PR day. It would be absolutely incredible, and we are just so thankful that the grassroots is putting this together spontaneously. We can't wait to see what happens on November 30th. We also can't wait to see what's going to happen on December 16th. We hope they're both going to be great days.
Absolutely. I mean, I cannot put into words how incredible this is. Last night, Jesse, I spent about, it's almost embarrassing, it was more than an hour, late night reading, just typing Ron Paul into Google and clicking news, thousands of new articles just in the last few days. I read a 20 or so, and more than half of them, Washington Post, L.A. Times, were saying the same thing. They were saying both parties have blown their credibility. The Republicans came in 94 as a small government. They did the opposite. They came in as anti-tyranny, did the opposite. The Democrats have blown their name. And all of the big political pundits, and by all the ones that aren't, you know, under Republican or Democratic pay right now, but big names, as I'm sure you're aware, are suddenly shifted and said, look, Ron Paul may not win, and we believe he will, and he has a shot. But regardless, this is only the start of a total realignment towards libertarian slash paleoconservative values. And to me, and I had to quit reading, Jesse. I mean, it was article after article after article basically capitulating and saying we're not kooks, we're the mainstream, there's been a major realignment, the liberals are waking up and becoming libertarian, conservatives are rediscovering their roots. Can you speak to that?
You know, Alex, I think you're hitting the nail right on the head there. We have such amazing traditions in America. Liberty is such a new concept. We've had 5,000 in American in human history. We've had 5,000 years of tyranny. We've had 200 years of liberty that started here in America. Liberty is a new revolutionary idea that we started in America. We have such amazing traditions in America of limited government, personal freedom, personal responsibility. We've strayed away from that, but we haven't gone so far that we can easily right the ship if we follow the Constitution, follow men like Ron Paul. And I think Americans are really just waking up to that. We can restore our American traditions, restore our revolution of freedom. And we can do it. It's not hard. We can look to our answers in the Constitution and our great American traditions, and we can get this country back on track.
Now, Jesse, Lyman and others have come up with the idea for this blimp, but that costs $300,000. I think it'll be a great publicity stunt. I'm all for it. I am personally maxed out on giving. My wife is close to maxed out on giving, but she's going to give again Friday for this November 30th surge. But what do you think of the idea? Because I've looked into it before. It's between $300 and $500, $1,000 if you want to have the plane stop and refuel, to have Cessnas over bowl games this weekend, the next weekend, and the weekend after that. People, it's every major city. Just Google it. Aerial advertising. Today I'm going to call. Just like I said, I was going to get that poll. I did that with Zogby, a fair poll. I'm going to buy airplanes on it because it's so inexpensive comparatively. I'm going to buy airplanes on at least three dates coming up in the next 2 weeks, the next 3 weeks, and then one coming up into the primaries. And I want everybody else to buy airplanes that say RonPaul2008.com. I'll even buy the jumbo longer banners and have them fly over bowl games and over big concerts. What do you think of that?
I think it sounds like a wonderful idea, Alex. And you know what's been so amazing about this campaign is the grassroots support like this. You know, the campaign is about freedom and the message about freedom, and the way this campaign has run has been about freedom. It's been, it's been so much bigger than our little campaign headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. It's so much huger. It's about the grassroots. It's about people like you that are coming up with these amazing, spontaneous, creative ideas. Freedom unleashes the creativity and the power of the human and the American spirit, and that's what's driving these wonderful ideas. So many people are coming up with these terrific, creative ideas on their own, independent of the campaign, cooperating with the campaign, supporting Dr. Paul, and supporting freedom, and that is our ace in the hole. That is what the other campaigns can't buy.
Absolutely. Now, Jesse, give me your political instincts. I mean, you've shown to be very cunning when it comes to getting the message of liberty and freedom out there. I told Trevor when we kind of conceived of this new offensive, and we kind of brainstormed here and on air, that I thought it should be the 15th and 16th to try to raise $5 million each day, and I predict that we might not even hit the goal the first day, probably get $3 or $4 million, but the hysteria it would cause is everybody has another day to spread the word and let that firestorm break out, that on the Sunday we'd probably raise $6-7 million. I think a two-dayer, Trevor's looking at, because originally we said two-day, then others wanted one-day. What do you think, two-day or one-day money bomb?
One thing that I have noticed is with this thermometer that, or this live contribution counter, it really does build momentum over time. When we first really started to to gain traction was at the end of last quarter, we were trying to raise $500,000 in 1 week. And, gosh, think how far we've come. We're talking about $10 million over the course of a couple days, and that's for a realistic goal. But, you know, we saw it start to take off, and it fed on itself. The momentum created other momentum. People get excited to see the meter go up. They see excited to see their contribution.
Exactly. One day's too short. We need 2 days.
It's going to be up to the grassroots out there, but for my 2 cents, 2 days sounds like a smart idea.
Well, that's what Trevor wants to do, but he's kind of going with the blogs and forums, but I think that once they hear what you have to say, they might listen to it. Regardless, we want to get the hype going Saturday, get the media paying attention, instead of them just paying attention at the end of the second day. And I would think that $4.2 million, wouldn't you say we got a quadrupling for the campaign in just massive media coverage?
Oh, we sure did. Gosh, we were covered on virtually every single mainstream media outlet. It was just incredible. I am at a loss to estimate the value of that, but you know, it was just incredible, the coverage, the favorable coverage. People were blown away, and you know, as you know, our biggest obstacle we still have to overcome is nationwide name recognition, and when we get that kind of media coverage, that is chipping away at that nationwide name recognition that we really need.
Jesse, I know that you're in the middle of a fundraiser, but we got a 3-minute break. I want to come back and talk about the primary dates, the foot soldiers, the sign bombs, the knocking on door surge. I want to get some orders from headquarters on the other side for about 2 minutes. We'll be right back with Jesse Benton.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD, normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Jesse Benton, communications director, RonPaul2008.com. I tell you, he is a blessed man. Imagine being able to be the communications director in one of the most legendary campaigns ever. I mean, any way you cut it, they're making campaign history, and we're doing it together, changing the rules of how this is done, showing the New World Order. We're not going along with them. Jesse, in the few minutes we've got left with you here as you're out there in the field, we were talking during the break, I guess the info I had was correct. You need money now to be able to budget it out for the rest of this month, but if you get $5-10 million on the 15th and 16th, you're going to be able to spend that coming up in January and February in the primaries.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, every dollar we get is a blessing. And if, you know, we have another record-setting day on the 15th and 16th, that is nothing but good stuff. However, you know, we do need money in the meantime because we're setting our budgets now. How much can we spend in a state? I'm in Florida right now. How much can we spend here? We want to hire some new staff. We want to think about how much paid media we can do down here. And we're making those budgets now. So, you know, the 15th and the 16th is phenomenal. We also need money now as well.
Now, for folks that don't know, this week in a lot of these first primary states is the deadline to switch Republican. If you were a Libertarian or a Democrat, people need to switch over now, and then give us some of the basic states.
Yeah, well, you need to know the rules of your local state, and we've got all those guidelines on our website, RonPaul2008.com. We've got the rules for your specific state as far as voting requirements, registration dates, all that, open, closed primaries, caucuses, things like that. We've also, Alex, got guidelines on how to become a delegate, and that is one of the most important things that you could do to support the Ron Paul campaign out there, is to become a Ron Paul delegate. That is what really is gonna drive this thing. We need as many Ron Paul delegates as possible.
Absolutely. And again, what are the most important battleground states? And give us some of those dates, Jesse.
Let's see. Right now, we've got the Iowa caucus, January 3rd. We've got New Hampshire primary, January 8th. Then on the 19th, we've got the Nevada primary. And then I believe on the 24th will be South Carolina. All very critical. We think that we're playing extremely well in all of those. If I botched any of those dates, I'm sure I'm going to hear about it. Those are the four early ones that are coming up hard on us now. We're 4 weeks out here. We're 4 weeks out from when we're going to start voting. You know, this thing is coming up on us. We've got to start getting ready. Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina. We're playing hard in those. We're spending millions.
And here's a football analogy. You guys are on the 1 yard line. I mean, you are right up there. You've got 3 feet to go, but you're on fourth down. We need to give the full effort now to get the touchdown.
You're absolutely right. I mean, if we had 6 or 8 more months, I have no question in my mind that we would win this campaign. And we could also be a little bit more leisurely in our approach. But right now, you're absolutely right. It's the fourth quarter. The clock is ticking. We're out of timeouts. We have to put everybody out there that cares about freedom has to put their full effort into this thing right now, because we're going to run out of time if we don't.
Yeah, folks, don't wish later that you wouldn't have been part of history. I don't normally get up here and electioneer, but it's my free speech right, and I'm doing it because RonPaul2008.com needs your help. A lot of our listeners aren't on the computer. Give them the toll-free number, Jesse.
1-800-RON-PAUL. Got a staff standing by ready to help you out if you're not on the Internet.
1-800-RON-PAUL. Ron Paul's schedule, for those that aren't on the Internet, where's he going to be in the next few days?
Let's see. We're in Florida right now. Then we'll be heading to New Hampshire over the weekend.
And we need people to be in Iowa, New Hampshire right now. If you live in those states, you are blessed. We need you to knock on doors. Do they need to call the campaign to get tips on how to canvass?
We are completely happy to help you out with any canvassing tips you want. Call the campaign, email us. We've also got plenty of guidelines online. And get in touch with your local meetup group. If you're not signed up at a meetup group, join one and get together with other people that care about
Jesse,
and want to
Jesse,
care of canvas from.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.